Welcome to the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is a short format podcast where we explore business and outsourcing mastery. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I am really excited to bring you the leading podcast in outsourcing. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 223. So today, I am being interviewed by Rusty Shelton of the Business Growth Podcast. Rusty is representing a listenership of small and medium-sized businesses. So I'm given an opportunity here to really talk up and sing the praises of the potential of outsourcing for the small and medium-sized business market. It really is an incredible opportunity, as I'm sure you're all aware of now, and I'm let loose in this podcast to just give some of the reasons for that. So I hope you enjoy. If you want any of the show notes, the transcription, any information about anything I talk about on this episode, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/223.
Welcome to Upside, the Business Growth Podcast. This podcast is for entrepreneurs and leaders who want more upside from business and from life.
Hello and welcome to Upside, the Business Growth Podcast, brought to you by Forbes Books. I'm your host, author, and entrepreneur, Rusty Shelton, and today I've got quite the entrepreneur on the show, Derek Gallimore. Derek's a serial entrepreneur who has experienced the fullest highs and lows of the entrepreneurial roller coaster. He's built multi-million dollar property portfolios, has bootstrapped a $20 million business, and has seen it all come crumbling down. Derek has lived and worked in five countries and traveled through dozens more. He has embodied remote, online, and international work since 2008, well before the phrases were even coined. Derek's been outsourcing in the Philippines since 2011 and believes that outsourcing is one of the most potent and transformative business tools available today. As a result, he founded Outsource Accelerator, which is the Alibaba of outsourcing, provides the gateway for businesses to connect with outsourcing suppliers. His book, Inside Outsourcing, Rise of the Virtual Workforce and the End of Employment Traditions as We Know It, is available now. Derek, welcome to the show.
Hi, Rusty. Thank you so much for having me.
Man, that is quite the journey. I want to really dig in to the new business and you know, all of the great value that you're bringing to companies around the world. But I want to start off and talk a little bit about your journey as an entrepreneur. I know you have had a number of successful businesses, and like most of us in the entrepreneurial space, have also had some challenges. Give me a sense of kind of your backstory and what led you to where you are today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that was an incredible introduction. I think you've done most of the explaining for me. But I have always been entrepreneurially minded. And I was always looking for that thing that I could really climb into to give myself the opportunity in entrepreneurialism. After sort of a couple of years backpacking, I moved to London, which is a very expensive place, but I was lucky, I suppose, in catching the tail end of the property boom in London, meaning that I could basically just kind of work myself into buying one property, and then I, through a lot of hard work and savvy, but basically then bought a string of properties over about the next 5 or 6 years to give myself a pretty significant property portfolio by about 28, 29 years of age. That was my first kind of endeavor, and I was feeling pretty good by then. Then the financial crisis hit in whatever it was, 2007-08, and that slowed me down, but I was safe. And then I basically segued into serviced apartments because that had good synergies with my property development. And I then bootstrapped that business up to about a 20 million US revenue business over the next 8 or 9 years. And we really entered that market pretty much at the same time as Airbnb, when the whole thing was pretty nascent and young. But then things got tough because margins on that really constricted because there was just such a huge flood of supply on the market. As people are probably aware now, everyone is Airbnb-ing their properties. So that meant that basically I had to unwind this business. I had to unwind all of my previous property investments. And, you know, from doing incredibly well with my life, I had pretty much gone back to ground zero. So that was, you know, I very much experienced the whole roller coaster of entrepreneurialism in that those cycles.
Well, absolutely. And I know, you know, along the way, my expectation is that, you know, a lot of the lessons that you learned there may have driven you to the success that you're seeing today with Outsource Accelerator. So talk to me a little bit about that journey from, you know, London property magnate to now, you know, in the Philippines and running an incredibly successful company, as I saw it called, the Alibaba of outsourcing. Talk to us a little bit about that jump.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I've always had a somewhat worldly view. And to me, if you're going to create a business, think, you know, don't look at your local market, don't look at your national market, but look at an international market, because there's 7 billion people out there that can potentially all be your consumers. When I was setting up the service department company, I quickly realized that to get customer service 24/7, as you need when you work in the kind of hotel industry, I needed to go to the Philippines. Well, I needed to outsource. I needed to somehow find the resources so that I could man the phones 24/7 and serve our customers. Someone suggested to me that I tried the Philippines. That was in 2000. Basically, I started with one staff member dedicated to customer support, but then very quickly I grew the office in the Philippines up to about 60 people, and eventually that office was in effect running the company. So I kind of tipped the pyramid upside down and had a lot of highly skilled, highly qualified people in the Philippines, you know, doing a lot of the sort of primary functions of the service department company that was situated in London. So in about 2014, I moved to or spent most of my time then in Manila in the Philippines, because that's where the heart of the operations of the company was. And I suppose out of that, I saw the incredible opportunity in outsourcing. You know, to put it succinctly, you can basically save 70% on staffing costs whilst also, you know, adding rocket fuel to your company's growth and innovation. So I saw a huge open market where basically there was no marketplace serving the small to medium-sized business market. And there was basically no information out there. If people wanted to learn about outsourcing, browse outsourcing suppliers, there was just nothing out there. So I created Outsource Accelerator in response to that, which basically is making it the process easier for small and medium-sized businesses to learn about and integrate with outsourcing.
One of the things I'm curious about, Derek, and those early days when you were first looking at hiring a team in the Philippines and, you know, considering outsourcing, I guess I look at a lot of entrepreneurs and you know, kind of the general view on it might be a bit of skepticism in terms of outsourcing, or will it really work for my company? Did you have a similar mindset? Were you kind of skeptical going in right out of the gate, or was it something that, you know, you had a gut feel and was going to be successful?
No, yeah, I was absolutely skeptical. And, you know, I have a huge amount of empathy for people starting it now, because, you know, you're coming to a developing country. I mean, you're not even coming. You're virtually visiting a developing country. You maybe have a Skype call with BPO suppliers, and you're entrusting them. You're signing a contract, and you really, there's not a lot of comfort and assurance in that whole process. But the irony is that for 20, 25 years now, all of the world's blue chip companies, all of the big business has been outsourcing to the Philippines for the last 20, 25 years. And generally, the industry is the Swiss banking of outsourcing. There are incredible skill sets here, incredible executive talent. But this is the thing, it's kind of off the radar of most small and medium-sized business owners. So it is scary, you know, and if people hear about the Philippines, they probably hear all the, you know, the kind of dodgy stuff on the news. But this country is incredibly sophisticated, and the opportunities in outsourcing for small businesses, medium-sized businesses now are just, you know, untold opportunity.
Why do you find the Philippines in particular to be such a ripe market for it?
Sure, yeah, that's an easy question. There's basically two main players in outsourcing. It's India and it's the Philippines. Because of the way the organizations have had relationships with these companies, basically it was 25 years ago that the big corporations started outsourcing with these two countries. So as a result, really, it's these two countries that have the executive experience and have the incredible skill pool and depth of skill. I would say, hands down, that the Philippines is far better than India because it has incredible cultural alignment, specifically with the US, but basically all of the West. And it has a basically first mother tongue comprehension of English language, as well as a very neutral accent. So, you know, in my mind, it beats India absolutely hands down for maybe 90% of the roles that most small and medium-sized businesses would be interested in.
Very interesting. And, you know, kind of in looking at outsourcing as a whole, so as you mentioned, you know, large companies have been doing this for decades. And, you know, a lot of the ground that they've laid, it sounds like, has teed up a lot of talent, in particular in the Philippines, for small and medium-sized businesses. I'm just curious, big picture, I want to get into some of the practical applications here around, you know, what should small and medium-sized business owners do to get started here. But I want to start bigger picture around outsourcing as a whole. How do you think it's changing business? And as you look out over the next decade or so, what are some of your expectations in terms of the growth of outsourcing?
Yeah, absolutely. So, look, technology is the catalyst here. And as everyone knows, everything is changing. I believe that, you know, and remote work is also now becoming more popular. People want to work from remote destinations. I believe that in 20 years from now, every small and medium-sized business will be outsourcing because the technology interface will be so good that it won't matter necessarily where you're sitting. So that's an enabler. But when you have that enablement, it makes you realize that, you know, if you're from, I don't know, a town in Midwest US, you probably don't have that many candidates to pick from if you're looking to the restrictions of that geographical area. Whereas once you are able to use the world market, you suddenly realize that there's 7 billion people that you can have as potential candidates, of which about maybe 1 or 2 billion of those are very good candidates at this stage, and that is set to explode. So I see in the next, you know, 10, 20 years that there's basically a convergence of employment, remote working, and outsourcing, and it's really all just going to be called employment.
Interesting. Gosh, it's just almost overwhelming to think about the talent pool that's going to be available there for small and medium-sized businesses. And I know, you know, part of that growth curve was, you know, the vision for you to start Outsource Accelerators. Have you maximized the upside to your business? Visit AdvantageFamily.com/upside authority to take a free authority assessment and find out how you can grow your authority and find your upside. Talk to us a little bit about the business and more practically as you look at kind of the bridge that it appears you're creating between small and medium-sized businesses and great talent. How do you go about that?
Yeah, so we Look, really, it's every marketplace now, every industry now has a marketplace, whether you're looking for insurance or credit cards, or if you want to buy a flight, or like Alibaba, if you are looking for a Chinese manufacturer. It was maybe 20, 30 years ago. For example, if you were trying to book a hotel in Rome, you've never been to Rome, Italy, you're trying to book a hotel, and of course you need to go to some sort of aggregator platform like TripAdvisor or Booking.com so that you get a comparative sense of information from a trusted third party that can provide that information about the hotel so that you can make, you can educate yourself and then make a decision about which one you're going to go with. Now, it's incredible that the outsourcing industry is a huge industry. It's about a $200 billion industry worldwide. And there is no aggregator platform for this. So we've built a platform which basically, you know, our primary mission is to get as much information out there to the small and medium-sized business owners. It's independent information. We list over 600 outsourcing suppliers now from the Philippines. We have about 3,000 articles on our website explaining how people can get into outsourcing. And really, it is just about connecting the suppliers, the outsourcing suppliers in the Philippines with the businesses in the West.
It's remarkable that that kind of a connection point doesn't exist right now.
It's incredible.
Huh? Yeah, that is. What are a couple of the mistakes, Derek, that you see companies that try to go this alone? What are a couple of the common mistakes that you see them make when they get started on the outsourcing front?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's actually a lot easier and a lot safer than people think. One of our key messages and one of the major hurdles that we face, we're a business, obviously, is that we just need to give people the comfort and confidence of giving this a go, because it's actually not that difficult, and it's slightly different to hiring someone in your, you know, in your local vicinity. There are certain nuances. There are certain things that you need to learn when you're starting to manage a remote team, when you're looking for outsourcing service providers. But again, that is all stuff that you can easily pick up. So our main message is, you know, this is the most transformational tool in business today. The big boys have been doing it for 20, 30 years, and now there is an opportunity for small and medium-sized businesses to get into this, and it is the best-kept secret in outsourcing. So I suppose tip number one is, you know, at least spend a little bit of time exploring outsourcing to see whether this is right for you. Then in terms of things to avoid, you know, there are certain nuances. First, you have to select a good BPO partner. It's probably good to have a little bit of strategy with that. And then don't underestimate the nuances and the sort of finer details in the differences of running a remote team and a team in the Philippines versus your own home market. So all of that is easy, though, and it's easily overcome. And we have a huge amount of information on our website that can help you with that. And also, you know, we offer 3 free quotes if people want to get connected to outsourcing service suppliers. And then, of course, on top, we can also assist you with that process.
And Derek, what is that website for our listeners?
Sure. It's outsourceaccelerator.com. I don't think I'll spell it. That's too long.
Yeah, I think they can get that. One of the things I've always been curious about is around the growth of outsourcing. We talked a lot about the impact for business owners. What about the impact there locally in Manila? I'm just curious, as outsourcing has grown, what kind of impact has it had for local workers there or the local community? Have you seen a transformation there as well?
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And, you know, we shouldn't dance around this. Like, outsourcing is an emotive subject. We have actually written a white paper on the economic win-win of outsourcing. So it is a win for everyone involved, including the communities in the hometowns, including the businesses, for everyone. In the Philippines, you know, it has been a developing country. outsourcing now contributes about 10% to the country's GDP. It is the single biggest contributor to the country's GDP. Outsourcing employs about 1.2 million people here, which is all white collar jobs in good environments with good conditions and a good career ladder. The Philippines is an incredible hotbed of opportunity, though. It produces about 500,000 university graduates per year. All of them have very high English competency, and they're all just, eager to get earning and especially eager to join the sort of outsourcing wave.
Well, I know, in kind of alongside the growth of the new business, you also have released a book, Inside Outsourcing, Rise of the Virtual Workforce and the End of Employment Traditions as We Know It. What are a couple of those employment traditions that you see going away over the next decade?
Yeah, so look, I mean, this conversation goes hand in hand with a lot of the other conversations in terms of AI, in terms of automation. Employment is dramatically going to change over the next 20 to 30 years. There will be somewhat of a rebalancing in terms of the world wealth and the distribution of employment. But that brings with it incredible opportunity. And there are a lot of books that can illustrate the fact that as communities become more networked, they become only stronger for that fact. You know, sort of 2,000 years ago, when people were very isolated in their sort of 20-person tribes, there was no intercommunication with tribes outside. And you fast forward about 2,000 years when everyone is working within cities. Cities generally have higher productivity, higher performance, higher innovation than small towns do. And towns have higher innovation than small villages do. So what we're seeing as the world connects more and more and more, and we build more connections between different people on this planet, then it's only really a positive for everyone on this planet. So there's huge shifts, and I don't want to go too way out there or down that rabbit hole, but one of the key messages is that employment is changing. There's huge opportunities for business owners to harness now the sort of abundant and affordable outsourced resources in the developing worlds. And it's a tool that the big boys have been utilizing now for about the last 25 years, and it's time that the small and medium-sized businesses can also jump on board.
Well, and I think that book is a great primer for people who are thinking about it to do that. And, Derek, I always like to close our interviews with a question about your business journey. So I'm curious, as you kind of look back across a pretty remarkable business journey, what's been the greatest upside for you?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned, I've been through an incredible roller coaster. I think when you look back, everything is fantastic. I've enjoyed the ups and the downs. If you zoom in too much, then business is incredibly tough, and there's an incredible grind to it. But I really do believe in life and through my experiences that the best things in life really do come as a result of sacrifice and hard work. So I just enjoy the journey, and if it was easy, then it wouldn't be a challenge and I would have already moved on. So I just really enjoy the journey.
Love it. Love it. And Derek, once again, for our audience, if they want to get more information on your book or on your business or access that white paper and some of the resources you have, remind me where they can go.
Yeah, absolutely. So The website is outsourceaccelerator.com. If they want the book, there is just in the top right-hand menu, there is the Inside Outsourcing Blueprint. And also I recommend that people can download the toolkit. That is on the homepage at outsourceaccelerator.com. And that will get them started with a lot of our key white papers and articles. And of course, they can reach out to me. Email me direct, which is at derek@outsourceaccelerator.com. And my name is spelled D-E-R-E-K.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Derek. Derek joining us from halfway around the world in the Philippines, where it's 10 p.m. at night. Thank you so much for staying up and giving us such great content.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, Rusty. Okay, that was me being interviewed by Rusty Shelton on the Business Growth Podcast. So if you want to get any more information about this or see the show notes, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/223. And of course, as always, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.